The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I bring you greetings too from my family and my senior pastor, Reverend Dr. Gideon Namyala Panka.
Come on. Assemblies
of God, this name should be common because he is the son of the first General Superintendent of Assemblies of God Ghana.
I'm saying that's the son.
And he's the one I'm ministering with in the north. We are in the same church. Amen.
Amen.
When you walk with good people and you move around, you also meet good people. Whether you like it or not, you will attract after your kind.
That is
life. Hallelujah. In fact, I don't know whether I've said this before, but you see, most of the time, I'm preaching. Most of the time, in churches, this is just by the way, in churches, most of the time, we focus so much on the man of God and we leave the wife.
Now in sorry move no pempino
but you know there is a principle we miss when we do that. When you want a blessing, it is easier to get it when you go through the wife.
Now, I am wrestling when you're so far or you're in a sewer.
Oh. So I'm telling you something so that you start practicing it.
Okay, be better now if you see the human.
Because,
and I'm saying,
when the man
Sebemano
himself decided to bless the son he loves. To bless the son he loves. The woman who was not valued at that time for a discussion to go on about the blessing also decided that you can bless, but I will decide who will be blessed. And so talked to the son and said, even though your father wants to bless the senior one, by me, I'm determining that you will be blessed. And he said, it's not possible. See my body, see my skin, and look at my brother. It's not possible. My father will even discover and curse me. It was only the woman who stood and said, even if there is a curse, let it be on me. So let's value our mothers. Our spiritual mothers. Let's value them. So Mama, God bless you. God really bless you. God richly bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday, I started discussing on developing multiple sources.
And right, if you see, I can suffer, say,
in fact, today I wanted to discuss something else, but I have been struggling to move away from it. So I want to go into it again. Father, we thank you for tonight. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Speak to us and speak through me. Pray that your power will manifest. We come against any contrary spirit. We subdue it by the blood of Jesus. We pray that the Spirit of God, you take preeminence, lead us through in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday, we discovered that multiple sources forms the foundation of God's creation. When God planted a garden and wanted the garden to be watered, the Bible makes us to understand that one river flowing now divided into four heads.
So
you are not supposed to depend on one source. Your source should not come from one point. There should be multiple sources. And we established that Genesis is the foundation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so as much as possible, we need to develop multiple sources. And God's blessing must come to us from multiple sources. But strangely, there is something that we miss. And I believe that the devil is more spiritual than many of us. And I also believe that the devil uses the principles of God more than some of us would
because
the moment God established this in Genesis, where we saw four sources, now I want us to look into the Bible and you will realize that even when the devil also wants to come and attack you, he comes through four sources. When God even wants to punish, he says, I am able to punish from the third unto what? The fourth generation.
I want to enter so back with me and say, I call him and nine so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I want us to look at it and then we'll pray.
Now,
in Joel chapter
2,
verse 25 and 26.
Joel 25 and 26.
You have New King James Version. If you have the New King James, yes. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust. I want you to mark it. Number one, the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust has eaten, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. So how many have been mentioned over there?
And I.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even in attack, we see it coming from four sources.
And
the number four is so significant. Yesterday we established that the water came from four sources because in that four sources we have completion because you get the north, the south, the east, and the west. So destruction was also coming from four sources. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, apart from this one,
where
we have the locust, today we will not talk about the locust. I just wanted to point out the four
for us to see.
Now, when God and the sons in heaven met and the devil came around, the meeting in heaven was suspended. The devil took over the discussions. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? In Job chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From verse 13. We are reading from the verse 13. You realize that even when God gave permission to the devil to go and attack Job, he attacked him from four different angles. So he said, now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Let's go on. And a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. When the Sabians raided them and took them away, indeed, they have killed the servants and with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. So that's number one. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up all the sheep and servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. That's number two. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Three. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
Four.
So why would the devil choose four different channels to attack one man? Because it's been set in the foundation that God believes in multiple sources. And so he uses multiple sources to bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just establishing this point and then we pray. Again, when you read Zechariah 1:18, Zechariah chapter 1 verse 18, the Bible also over there makes us to understand. It says, then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were what? How many horns?
Four horns.
There were four horns. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The horns that attacked the children of Israel to the extent that no one was able to raise the head. Let's continue on that scripture. Then the Lord showed me how many?
Four craftsmen.
God showed another four craftsmen. Sometimes it's important we pay attention to some of these details. It helps us appreciate certain spiritual principles.
The
Bible keeps mentioning days, times, numbers. They are all significant. And when you begin to use those days, numbers, and times, you will see the power of
God.
How come when God wanted to rescue his children in the midst of famine, he sent four lepers?
Four lepers.
Why not two? Why not one? Why not three? Why will God settle on four? It is very, very important. Tonight I want us to spend some time and pray. So I have established that whether you like it or not, you need multiple sources. Because even the devil, when he's attacking, he attacks from various angles. And the reason why you need the multiple sources, because when he attacks you from one angle, you should be safe in another angle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he attacks you from one angle, you should be safe in another angle. You shouldn't focus on only one area. Even in heaven, there are four beings. There are angels with our four wings. There are so many things that talks about the four. And we say that the four stands for north, south, east, and west. Completion. Covering every area. So tonight we are here to pray for multiple sources.
It
should come from various places. Different doors must open. Different opportunities must come up. It should come from various angles. So that you can also give at various angles. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us brought our special seed for open doors for multiple sources? When we pray, when we start praying, and we hit a point, and you know that this one is for me, you can walk and come and drop your envelope. You need to time the move of the Spirit. And through that move, you sow your seed. When it's dry season and you sow, you can't harvest. Don't be worried if I'm talking about dry season. Now I'm in the north, so I have to do farming.
So we have to talk about seasons.
Oh yes, you see, that's the point. If you are a Christian, I'm talking about multiple sources. I'm sitting in the north. I'm working. There is land around me. And I won't do farming. Then what will I be preaching? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, it's a multiple source.
And also, you have
yeah, there are great opportunities. And we have to take advantage of all the opportunities. I don't know. We are online, eh?
Yes.
You know, sometimes let's look around. Let's just look around. Look at churches that are moving, churches that are established. Churches we call mega. Go in and find out whether they depend on only the offerings. And you realize that most of them, there are other businesses run by the church. Because that is godly. Developing multiple sources is godly. It is God's own definition. It is God's own foundation. You see, we do certain things. We will pray. We do certain things. We say certain things. We have taken certain quotations and then we take it only from one angle. And then we say that we brought nothing into this world and we take nothing out of this world. At the time Job said that he had lost everything, so what else would he be taking out?
Of
course, he had nothing. But when God restored, he didn't say that I brought nothing into this world. But sometimes he didn't hear, can't send me any. Yeah. We justify our poverty. We justify our situation with certain scriptures.
Yeah, the trust of no ekasa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mukai nyumnibi. Eh, dear
My penis.
Okay, penis. Is all penis out now? Penis not now. You can change things. The Bible says, "You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established." There are so many things we say, oh, that is the will of God. No, we want it to be like that. If we want it to change, it will change. If we want a turnaround, we'll have a turnaround. I say that God will do nothing without you giving him permission and allowing him to do, inviting him into the situation. He's not going to force anything on you, because one thing God respects is your will. And once he has given you your will, until you invite him, he will not come. You can sit in that situation forever.
Let's be on our
feet. Tonight we have to pray. I know you are ready to pray. The way you stood up is not encouraging me. Yes. I want you to stand. Now you are ready to pray. Our first prayer, you want to secure all your borders.
Now,
if the devil attacks, he attacks from the borders. Your sources. So you want to secure my four corners. My four borders, I secure with the blood of Jesus. I secure now. I secure the north. I secure the south. I secure the east. I secure the west with the blood of Jesus. I secure now. I secure now in the name of Jesus. I secure in the name of Jesus. I secure my gates. I secure my life. Every area of my life, I command security for the four corners of my life. The four corners of my life. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I secure now. In the name of Jesus. I secure now. In the name of Jesus. Mapai katata. Ezo zata igalo zata. Iman dore keteke. Eshukata bata. Iman dore keteke idoro. I secure now. In the name of Jesus. I secure now. In the name of Jesus. I secure now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I secure now. I secure now. I secure now. I secure now. Yes, Lord. The north, the south, the east, the west. I secure now in the name of Jesus against intruding powers. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus, I secure now. In the name of Jesus, I secure now. In the name of Jesus, I secure now. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I secure now. Yes, Lord. In my Katosa, yeah, Kalalala. In my Katosa, in my Donekete, Ezokata, Ekalabata, Ekalabata, Ekalabasa, Ekorakata, Ezamandara, Ekalabata, Ekolabata, Ekalabata. Ekolabata, Ezosete, Ekolabata, In Jesus' name,
amen.
You want to continue to pray?
Let
the four winds of the earth, even Bible calls it four winds.
Let the
four winds let them release my sources now.
Amen.
You have source in the north. You have source in the south. You have source in the east. You have source in the west. Let the multiple sources be open.
Amen.
The four winds of the earth. The four winds of the earth. Blowing from the east. Blowing from the west. Blowing from the north. Blowing from the south. Blow my sources. Bring in my sources right now. In the name of Jesus. Command the four winds of the earth. Command the four winds of the earth. Command the four winds of the air to release it now. To release it now. Your sources that are locked in the north. Your sources locked in the south. Your sources locked in the east. Your sources locked in the west. In Kabatasa. In Shoketeti. In Shokabata. In Mandorakato. Yes, speak to the winds. Speak to the winds. Speak to the winds. In the name of Jesus. Speak to the winds. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Let the winds release now. Let the release now. Let the release now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Akayabata. Emandereke. Imparekete. Esosete. Ekolakata. Eshukatata. Emandoreke. Ikolekete. Ibasosata. Eshokatete. Ekolakata. Esokatata. Ekolakata. Exota, We are still praying.
And that's why I'm praying.
And we want to speak prophetically. You know, in our normal world, there are people who stop praying. We know that. They can stop rain. Others can cause the rain to come. But there are people who can stop rain. So it means that when the clouds gather, and naturally it is supposed to rain, somebody somewhere decides that the rain shouldn't come. And they stop the rain. It happens. And some the rain will even start. And they can also stand in conjure and the rain will stop. So what do they do? They speak. Okay. So we want to pray. This is how we want to pray this prayer. Somebody, you have gone for an interview. They tell you you've been shortlisted. Now it's between three people. By the time you realize, they write back to you to say that we are sorry. We can't give you this. The clouds gathered. They were supposed to rain, but something stopped the rain.
Now, so BBS is no crying.
Ah, miscarriage is a sign that the cloud that has gathered was not allowed to rain.
Now, so be upon an ice and say, yeah.
People promise you. You can look in their faces and you see that this is genuine promise. They want to help you. But by the time you realize, they say, I'm sorry. Something cropped up and I can't help you again. It is your clouds that gathered. They were supposed to rain, but somebody stopped
it.
The small thing that came into your hand, which is the cloud, and it's supposed to rain. By the time you realize, you have lost it. Now you want to pray tonight.
Hey,
any cloud that has gathered on my behalf,
it can
never be dissipated.
Amen.
No, my clouds must come down as rain.
Amen.
My clouds
must
come down as rain. My clouds of blessing. My clouds of breakthrough, my clouds of opportunity, they must come down. When you gather, you must come down. Then you don't gather at all. But whilst you have gathered, you must come down. Whilst you have gathered, I didn't tell you to promise me. I didn't tell you to call me for the interview. I didn't tell you to bring this business opportunity. But once you called me, once you interviewed me, the class must come down and say, they cannot go back. They cannot be dissipated. They must come down and say,
yes, Lord.
You came and promised me that I love you like I'm a tampopo. You can't change your mind. You can't change your mind. You told me that me, if I don't marry you, I'll die. You will marry me by force. The clouds that have gathered. Disappointment is clouds that gather and dissipate. That's disappointment. That's disappointment. So you want to pray. Every cloud that has gathered on my behalf, come down as rain. Come down as rain. My clouds, you know the clouds that have gathered. You know the promise on your head. You know what you are in. Command those clouds to come down as rain. In the name of Jesus, come down as rain. Come down as rain. Come down as rain. In the name of Jesus, every cloud that has gathered on my behalf, come down as rain. In the name of Jesus, come down as rain.
I am the one who is 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 the one who is
I am the one who is 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 the one who is
I love the way you are praying. Now we are praying this prayer again in another way. We will use Songs of Solomon 4:16. Now, the Bible says we are working with winds. We are working with rains. We are working with clouds. Learn to work with everything around you. Once you wake up in the morning, you are stepping out.
Now, say
this sun that is about to rise. Let it rise with the favor of God over
me.
As I step out of my house, I declare that wherever I step is a holy ground. Work with everything around you. Songs of Solomon. There was something over there. It says that, 4:16. It says that, awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind. Now, there is another introduction. Blow over my garden. The garden issue we talked about. The garden here, it says, blow over my garden.
I say, but for me, it throws so.
The garden refers to you, what is in you, your gift, your talent. You see, it says the wind should blow. And the purpose of the blowing of the wind is to send your fragrance abroad. Your spices. Your spices, your fragrance is spread abroad so that people will come in. It means that it doesn't matter where you are hidden. You may be in a corner. You see, your business may be in a corner. You may not even have a sign. But when the wind blows over your garden, your spices abroad. You wouldn't know how people will locate you. Your corner, people will come there.
Now,
let your fame go out. They should come and say, we have been looking for you. We've been looking for you. I won't let anyone do this job except you. The wind should blow your fragrance, your gift.
That is why
you are supposed to develop yourself well. Because God doesn't want you to be disgraced. When it blows over you, when people come, and you disappoint them, it will blow them away again. We need to pray this prayer. People should come. Your faith should go abroad. The wind should blow over you. Someone call you and say, as for this work, you should do it. I remember about 2 years ago, there was nothing, Charlie, it was zero. Nothing. And then I was invited for a program here in Accra.
I was going to
moderate some one-day Galam Sevi. I was there when a lady called me.
I said, "Oh, now, baby friend,
and said, are you this? I said, yes.
I said, when I say,
and mentioned the name. I'm calling from this organization.
She mentioned that organization
in U.S.
And
I want you to do some work for me.
Number so,
we have heard Dexis, one international company. Dexis, it says We have heard that you know everybody in Tamale.
I said,
when did I become
the assemblyman of Tamale?
He says, we have heard that you know everyone in Tamale. So we want to bring a project. We want you to gather CVs for us. So we need CVs from this particular
CV.
We want you to gather CVs for us.
This one.
Oh, I throw it up on LinkedIn. I throw it up. I share it on different platforms.
The CVs
started coming.
And if you are
I gathered all. I did some 15 days contract. Whether they use the CVs or so, they didn't use it. I don't know. Nothing came out of it. But money came out of it. Because I needed, so the wind must send my fragrance. And people you don't know must call you and say that we fear that you can do this.
Oh, yeah, this is what's my way.
Even if you can't do it, you say, yes, we can do it. That contract we can handle.
Oh, send my corner, bet my head.
This one we can do it.
Oh, wait, wait,
there is no problem. Once God has directed them to you, doors will begin to open. That is why you need the multiple sources. So you want to pray. Let my fragrance begin to spread now. Let it spread. Let it spread. Let my fragrance spread. Let my fragrance. Let the wind blow over my fragrance. Yes, yes, yes. My spices. My faith. My talent, let it go forth. My skills, let it go forth. My ministry, let it spread forth. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let my fragrance spread forth. Let it go forth. Whatever. Let it go. 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 Let it go, 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 let I am the one who is 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 the one You will not miss that scholarship.
Amen.
If you are the only one, if there is only one slot, you will get it.
Amen.
That contract, you will not miss it.
Amen.
The appointment, you will not miss it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say you will not miss it.
Amen.
You will not miss it.
Amen.
You will not miss it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God, this will be our final prayer. Time is gone. We would have prayed that, but time is gone. God, give me men who will spread my fragrance. It was a small girl who said that there is a certain prophet. That small girl was the one spreading the fragrance. I have a small girl who has been here twice. Where is that small girl? She has been here twice. She was the first to bring money.
And then she came again.
Look for her for me. Look for her. It was somebody who said that I know a certain man in prison. When I had a dream, he interpreted. You need men. To spread your fragrance. May God give you good men.
Amen.
It's not bad men. Bad men, they don't spread fragrance. They spread
odor.
But God
give
you men.
Good
men.
Ni papa pa.
Who will spread your fragrance?
Father,
give me men.
Give me
men.
Good men. Who will spread my fragrance?
Give me good men.
Who will spread my fragrance? Give me good men. Who will recommend me? Yes, pray that prayer. Good men. Good men. Who will spread my fragrance? In the name of Jesus. Good men. Good men. Good men. Good men. In the name of Jesus. Good men. Who
Instrument
that are supposed to announce you. Let them appear.
Amen.
Jesus was born.
Yeah, we Yesu.
But without the stars.
Now, can someone know what?
Without the star appearing. People would not have known.
And can you pray who say yes?
Stars announce you.
Amen.
Stars can be human beings.
Yes, so Lord.
Let people in prominent places announce you.
Amen. Amen.
Let people with connection announce you.
Amen.
Let good men, men of substance.
Yes,
men of substance.
Yes,
men of substance.
Yes,
let them announce you.
Amen.
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 If there is no man to announce you, may God send forth angels to announce you.
Amen.
I always share this testimony.
Have you ever just sat and see?
A man of God shared it and it moved me so much.
One young guy.
He was in one of our charismatic churches here.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
There's a saying, he was committed.
He
was looking for scholarship.
Now he has scholarship.
For either China or Japan. Whose daughter is this? That's your daughter. Okay. I want you to take her very serious. Things she says to you, don't joke with it. Okay? Don't say she talks too much. Does she talk too much? Don't say that. Okay? Whatever she tells you, take your time. Take it serious. Take it serious. She can save your life. Eh? Take her serious. It's not a joke. Okay? Now, this is the story.
When he said no,
this young guy was looking for scholarship.
No, but scholarship granting.
And he went around. They said they've closed.
Oh, I see.
Applications.
Yeah, to BBMO.
Then when he was coming back, He joined a car. And an old man came into the car. Then he just stood up that, oh, Papa, sit down. And the man sat. And
he
said, oh, my son, but there is extra seats. And they started talking.
So
what have you been doing? Where did you go to? So I went to the ministries. Scholarship Secretariat. I need to further my studies. But they said they've closed it. The man said, no, tomorrow meet me at the place. He gave him the guy the time. Meet me here, we'll go. When the guy got there, the man was there. He said, let's go. They went into the office. The man said, I'm looking for the man in charge of the scholarship. No one questioned him. Then he said, that's the office. He went in. He went in and said, I want you to reopen the scholarship
application
and give this guy one slot.
Amen.
You see? When angels come around you, you know, angels are not fearful. They told Lot and the people and said that, hurry up. When they were saying, hurry up, the fire is coming, they were standing. Fire won't consume them too. Normally, they will say, let's hurry up and run.
Hurry up.
May you be exempted. May you get
Amen. To the
The man said, open, give it to him. So, after they said, okay. Then he left with the boy. The boy said, Daddy, can I have your number?
Then
he gave him a number. Then after 2 weeks, they called the boy that the thing is true. So the guy decided to call the man. Because the man told him that he is from Winneba. This guy called and called and called. The number didn't go
through.
They said, no, this man, I must see him. I need to trace. What has happened?
Then they see.
So he decided to go to MTN. To trace who owns that number. And then he went and he gave the number to them. They checked the number. Look at the guy.
He
checked. And said, we go through our system. That number, we haven't given. That number is not out. There is no number. There is no number. That number is not in MTN. You see, those are the kinds of people, miracles, angels, God should bring our way. They should hold our hands.
And then you
get to a point, they say, go. And when you turn, you don't see them again. I don't know whether it was Reverend who told this story, but I love it too much. They say a man was going somewhere to preach. A man of God was going somewhere to preach. Then on the way, he had a flat tire. It was raining. One tie just removed. All the screws removed. He was stranded. In the night here. Where am I going to get screws? By the time he realized, a madman was coming. And the madman stood there. And said, what is wrong? Madman. He said, oh, see my tie. All the screws are missing. The madman stood there. Look at his face. And said, are you mad?
I said, what about them?
He told the pastor, are you mad?
There
are three ties.
Now,
why don't you remove screws from one of them each and then go and put it here and fix and go?
I see her.
Men and angels will come to your rescue. I say, in the difficult moments, men and angels will come to your rescue. The time when no one wants you, men and angels will come to your rescue. They will come to your rescue. Thank you, Lord. Multiple sources.
Yes, oh Lord.
Open doors. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Angels will come to our rescue.
Amen.
Men will come to our rescue.
Amen.
Our fragrance will spread abroad.
Amen.
The power of God will be manifested.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.